Blog Talk Radio.
Just ain't got that loud. Go to shine like Tadow.
Biggie Smalls, illest, and how. Phrase, raise your eyebrow. By now, you figure. He talking about that nigga, but your weak ass assumptions. Lead leg to jumping. IV to pumping. You're feeling something. Catch my drift or catch my 4/5 lift. At least 6 inches above project fences. Turn meat to minces. Jump, turn to flinches. When I rain, I drenches. Glid your park benches. Missed you by pinches. Your talk is senseless. Actor needs chiropractor for crack jaw. Yes, I rocked your chatterbox. Dangerous, you're not. I get down. Twist your body round and round. Upside down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yo, what's up, y'all, man? You already know who it is. It's Black Terror, man. CEO, Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't know, I got over 20 hosts on my broadcast with shows on Monday through Sunday. But every Tuesday, I run my show exclusively from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Now, it used to be 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Y'all know that. But as a result of running all these shows and doing all this other stuff, I ain't gonna lie, it didn't wore me down, you know what I'm saying? So I'm only willing to be on the air for an hour. But just to let y'all know, tomorrow, Goddess T, she'll be on from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then Thursday, you got the Royal Crush Takeover with LeVar Hayes and Royal Crush Keisha. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Friday, you got Quantrell Howard, Quincy L. Lewis, and Princess Newhood. She'll be making her return. So with all that said, y'all, just letting y'all know, even if y'all want to run your own show, I got open slots on my broadcast. Just hit me up, and we can work it out. Other than that, big shout-out to everybody that's calling in. I see people calling in. Big shout-out to y'all. My special guest, Manny Mills, formerly of Warner Brothers Records, should be joining us any minute now. And even with that, you'll still get a chance to promote, throw your links out there, ask some questions, network with them. So what we're going to do is I'm going to take one caller, and then we're going to go to my special guest because he just got in, he just made it. So I'm going to take one caller, and then we're going to holler at my guest, but I got 727-201. You're live. Please state your name, where you from.
What's good? It's Jay Bob from 727.
That's what's up, man. Well, you tell me what's up, man. I know you called in to promote, throw something out there, so you let me know what's up, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Check this out. My name is Jay Pump. That's the rap name, government name as well. I've been on your show a couple times, promoting a few months ago. I got the ReverbNation.com/JPumpMusic. Got a new track called Inside This Place, Our World, and it's all about just, like, real-world shit, everything that's going on in the world right now, and just kind of, you know, touching bases with all the problems that we've been facing in the United States, you know, especially with the government and the police, of course, you know, the pills and, you know, just, I mean, just the epidemic in general. So I'm reaching out and trying to do something with that, you know what I mean? I express a lot of different views and opinions.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to tell all the callers that's hitting the line, please stay right where you at. We'll make sure I get to everybody, so don't go nowhere. And also my special guest, Manny Mills, formerly of Warner Brothers Records, is in the building too, so y'all can get a chance to holler at him. But my bad, caller. I didn't mean to cut you off, man. You can
I'll
continue.
Talk to you, bro. It's all good. Now you got to do what you got to do, bro. It ain't nothing. But yeah, nah, you know, I mean, I got a lot going on right now. Just put this new track up. I use the First Amendment as my outro, even in the song. You can go to Reverb Nation and scope it. It's the letter J, P-U-M-P, music. Just like water pump, air pump, gas pump, bro. I'm trying to make a difference, you know what I mean? Because a lot of music nowadays does a lot of talking, but it don't say nothing. And so I'm really aiming to do that with this in general, with this song in particular, you know, trying to touch people because it seems like the emotion has left music as far as a lot of music that you hear nowadays on the radio, especially. It's just all the same played out shit. So, I mean, give it a listen. I'm on Reverb Nation with J-Pump Music. Shit, you know, I'm just doing my thing, man. Honestly, I'm from Ohio, down here in Florida, representing here in Clearwater, Florida. You know, trying to put it down for my little town. They're all dying on overdose, bro. So, you know, I mean, to be real about it, just trying to touch people, you know, trying to get out there with it.
Definitely sounds like it. And, you know, man, I'm willing to, because you calling in, you know what I'm saying, I'm willing to help you, bro. So every single Tuesday, man, I don't care if it's next year this time, Lord willing, I'm still in. Make sure you call in every single Tuesday, man. You got this platform to call into that you can promote on, man.
Hey, I've been calling a lot, bro. I just don't get a chance as much lately. I've been working too, you know what I'm saying? I do that. I keep that money coming in. You know what I mean? You gotta keep that cash flow. So you know what I mean? Like I said, if y'all wanna check it out. I mean, you're gonna enjoy this song. It's called Inside This Place. It's got a hell of a sample, bro. My verses are on point when it comes to it really, because you know, like I said, I'm trying to touch people with hearts. I want to see people that – I want to move people. I don't want to – like mountains. You know what I mean? I want to move mountains with the verbs and the words. So, like I said, y'all give it a listen. Check it out. I mean, I feel like it's got high potential compared to what I've been doing in the past. And I think I brought a little bit of it to your show. The last time I spit a little bar or two from the song when I first started. And now it's just like, I don't know, it's bloomed out into something beautiful. So, I mean, give it a listen. Y'all see what it's all about, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, man, if you want to get a repeated response or more supporters, man, feel free to call in every Tuesday. And also my special guest, he was with Warner Brothers Records, man, under their artist development and a few other things. So if you want to stick on the line, I can let you on and holler at him. He could give you some advice from that major label standpoint.
Believe me, bro, I could use it because I'm like, I'm just now up and coming. I've been doing it for about 15 years, and I'm just kind of, you know, trying to aim to show people that things aren't what they seem, you know?
All right. Well, most definitely, man, you not trying to cut you off, but just trying to make sure I get every single person on that called in. But definitely, if you can, either call back in 30 minutes or, like, stick in the queue, and I can let you on and holler at my guests, and you can, you know, promote with him, too.
Yeah, bro, I got to get this battery charged, but I'll be back in 30. That sounds good.
All right,
man, appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate you, and let all your people know, you know, whoever you got, tell them to call in, all right?
Oh, believe it, I got that.
All right, for sure. Again, y'all, my special guest, Manny Mills, formerly of Warner Brothers Records, but currently with Block Boy Music, has hit the building. Because of the caller amount, we'll take one more, and then we're going to get him live on the air. So I got 626-399. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
What up, Eddie? This is BT Lucci, man, out in California, man, Southern California.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Way from California. That's what's up. The Sunshine State. So let everybody know what's up, man. You know what I mean? What you got going on?
Yeah, for sure, man. First off, I just want to say, man, you know, good looking on how you get down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always follow you on Facebook because you always got something really insightful to say. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a million cats, 2 million, 3 million cats out here doing independent music. You know what I'm saying? But it's only certain people who have inside info, and it's only certain people who are G enough to let other cats know, and you one of them, man. So I've always paid attention to your post, man. So first off, I just want to say, probably like everybody else that call in and know you, man, thank you for one, homie, you know what I'm saying? But for two, man, as far as I'm concerned, man, yeah, anyway, my name is BT Lucci, man. That's what I go by. I actually got an album out right now, man, on iTunes, all the digital outlets, man, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, all digital outlets you can find me. It's called BT Lucci, DJB Original presents BT Lucci 210 West. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but fire, man. I take my time with my music, man. You know what I'm saying? I sit down and I really think about life. A lot of cats, I think a lot of cats jump into music, man, and they don't really know who they are. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who you are, homie, you can't make a song, bro. You know what I'm saying? You out here faking and just saying what everybody else wants you to say. And that's the shit that I'm completely against. You know what I'm saying? So it takes me a little bit of time to sit down. And the more I do music, man, the more I get to know myself. You know what I'm saying? So so that reflects my music, man. I think that's what kind of gets folks. You know what I'm saying? Another thing about me and my music, man, is, you know, I'm a street dude. I come from, you know, Southern California, man. You know, Alpena, you know, L.A. County, Gangbang Central. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a nigga did his street thing, but I always had a father, man, that was really on me about school. You know what I'm saying? So no matter what I was doing out there in the streets, man, I had to come home with A's and B's, homie. It wasn't easy because the homies was like, man, what you mean you're going to class? You feel me? But I'm like, bro, I'm more scared of my dad than any of you fools. You feel me? So, I did my little street thing, man. You know what I'm saying? But then I transitioned, man. I think I went to college, graduated with 4-year degree from Cal State, man. I work in the corporate world, all 9 yards, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, so a lot of my music reflects that, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no bang, bang, kill, kill. You know what I'm saying? If I say anything about streets, the streets on me, it's shit that I was involved in. And the only reason I'm talking about it is because I want cats to know, like, look, because there's a lot of youngsters out there, bro, that just don't know. They don't know that they can do something better. You know what I'm saying? So my music, man, speaks to all that. You know what I'm saying? How you can be out there in the streets, but you can change something. When you know, you don't want to be a grown-ass man and then turn around and change, man, because then you just mad at the world. You 35, 34 years old. You feel me, broke, you know what I'm saying? Got felony on your regular. I said it so many times, man. Like, you don't want to wake up and be old, man, and then decide to get your life right, man. Do it young, you feel me? And I'm one of them cats that did that, man. So I speak to that, you know what I'm saying? That's what my music is about. But besides it, all that, like I said, I got an album out right now on all digital outlets, on iTunes. It's called DJ Beer Original. Presents BT Lucci, 210 West. I got another album out on all digital outlets. It's called... Damn, I got a couple of them, man. That one is you know what? If you look me up on Reverb Nation, it's BT Lucci. Look me up on Facebook, BT Lucci. Twitter is at BT Lucci. All that, you can see all my stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got a couple mixtapes on that Piff. I got which one I got? I got America's Most, and I got This Is What I Learned. So it's BT Lucci, America's Most, okay. This Is What I Learned. Both them albums on that Piff and all that. And I got another album called Real Niggas Don't Keep Score out on iTunes and all the digital outlets, man. So, you know, a nigga just trying. And I'm working on a new album right now, man. So look out. I got a couple special guests, you know, big known artists, you know what I'm saying? I pay a little money to get, you know what I mean? So I'm working on some new shit right now, man. But that's about it, Eddie.
Well, this is what I need you to do, man. Every single Tuesday, feel free to call in, man, and you'll get the same opportunity as you got right here, you know, to promote, throw your links and information out there. And also, man, my special guest, Manny Mills, he was with Warner Brothers Records. And if you want to, you can chill in the queue, or you can call back in and I can let you holler at him. He probably can give you some advice that you may not know already.
All right. I appreciate that. And I let all you know, I know nothing but people in music, man. So I make sure to tell them to call in and, you know what I'm saying, and hit you up the whole 9 yards. I'll definitely continue, and I'll definitely call back and holler at old boy, man. Because I need to, you know, I'm always open to learn something new, man. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate it, man. And I'll be calling back on Tuesdays, homie.
Yeah, every Tuesday, man. Make sure you call in, all right?
For sure. I got you, my nigga, because I got you.
All right, y'all. I see it's a lot of people hitting the lines again, y'all. This show is dedicated to everybody that's trying to get heard. You feel me? If y'all not calling, I can't run it. It's all the callers that have not got on yet. Trust me. I'm gonna get y'all on. But right now, introducing my special guest, Manny Mills, formerly of Warner Brothers Records. Currently with Block Boy Music. Let everybody know what's going on, man.
What's up, baby boy? How you, man?
Shoot, I'm well, man.
I'm well. Yeah, that's a good look, man. I appreciate the platform, man, because I got a lot to say. And shout out to Lucci, man. That dude talk fast. I mean, he ran down this whole catalog, man. I like that.
Yeah, I can tell he probably got a little bit of Twister in him right somewhere.
That's what's up, man. But I really appreciate the platform, man. Like I said, I'm formerly of Warner Brothers. I'm currently with Black Boy Music. I signed a publishing deal with the Tape Music Group, which is the same label or publishing that, you know, Garth Brooks on and a couple of other country song singers. I'm pretty much the real rap or the first rap experimental project on that. You know what I mean? And we're doing very well. So I really appreciate the platform.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man, and I appreciate you accepting the interview. But before I get to the questions, man, and also, again, to all the callers that have not got on yet, unless you really got something to do, don't hang up, don't go nowhere, because I'm going to make sure I get y'all on. You know, I'll be able to ask him something and promote yourselves. You never know, y'all might be able to collab on a track, or, you know, so please
tell
me where you at.
I'm big on that. Call in.
For sure. So anything special they need to know about Manny Mills before I get to the questions?
Okay. I got a album out called Better Days through TMG. I have an independent mixtape called Blockwork, which you can cop through us through Mills Management. MillsManagement@gmail.com to Shannon B. Also, we're currently involved in a movie called Cougar through the Sandra Wilson Show. Shout out to her and Miss Janelle Barr. Also, I have my own independent artist, which is Rel, the cool student. This boy is phenomenal. Lyrically, what we do is we took it back to the days of when you had to have content in your music, you know, not all this happy-go-lucky shit. Shout out to everybody who do that, though, and made $1 million doing it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But now it's going back to, you know, the roots of music in general. And we're there with that. And I'm real happy with the content and the catalog that we came up with. And I can't wait for the world to hear it.
Nice. Definitely sounds like you're working. Okay, and again, to the callers in the queue, don't go nowhere. I'm going to get you on, I promise. We'll just ask about one or two, three questions, and then we're going to unleash the lines. Okay, man.
Cool, let's do it.
So big shout-out to you right off the rip, man, because you was born in Brooklyn. And everybody should know I got a love for Brooklyn because Biggie, you know what I'm saying, he fighting that number one spot with KRS-One right now. Well, before then, Biggie was my number one dude, man. So big shout out to Brooklyn, man. So how was it coming up, you know, in the Brooklyn NYC, man?
Oh, man, it was a lovely thing. I mean, it's a shame that I really had to step out of my element and out of my comfort zone to create. And I encourage a lot of artists to do that. But it was a really, really big thing. Like, I came up in Fort Greene Project. My project is one of the most feared and revered projects in Brooklyn, New York. People know that. I made a lifestyle for myself in Clinton Hills. And I mean, I'm not going to put a label on that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. I wasn't too – I was probably about 3 or 4 blocks away from Big, you know what I mean, where he was at on St. James. So that shout out to him and the whole Junior Mafia clique. That was epic, you know what I mean, because I watched that whole movement grow when I was just not even into music. But, you know, I was on the same level in terms of paper, you know what I mean. I even seen Jay when he used to hang around the Albee Square Mall in his little Infinity before he blew, you know what I mean. So I've been around the greats. Yeah. I've been around the greats and I watch, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention, one of my first cousins is Little C's, you know what I mean? So I stood back and I watched them dudes bubble, you know what I mean? And I could have reached out for help, you know what I'm saying, and got some of them plugs that they, you know, was plugging into. But I felt that it was just better to just stay in the shadows, man, and watch for any mistakes which was made. And And my lifestyle and my travels, that I can avoid that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil C's and shout out to Sonny from Onyx. That's one of my other cousins. Sun C. You know what I'm saying? He just dropped the album called Bridges from Switzerland, and that's, I mean, that dude is like working really, really hard without Sticky and Fedro. So shout out to Onyx, man.
For sure. All right, and I got one more for you, and then I'm gonna let on some callers, and then get back to the interview. And ultimately, before it's all over, we're gonna play some music of yours. But fast forward, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, you got the influences, you know, from Rockefeller, Bad Boy, G Unit. So how did that end up getting you over to Warner Brothers, man? From then, that time growing up to when you got there.
Okay, well, for me, I was like, I was 50 Cent fanatic. Like, that dude can put out some bullshit, and that, which he never did, but he could put out anything, and I was just like right there for him, you know what I mean? Open pocket, ready to buy and spend and support, you know, the whole movement. And it was like a close friend of mine was managing him right before he took off, and my man passed away, and I lost my opportunity, but 50 had already heard me, and they was willing to set up the meeting. So that was in the making before my peoples passed away. So I said, okay, I'm not going to drop the ball on this. I hooked up with another friend and called David Rhodes, and he took me over to Warner Brothers. And it was a lovely situation. I mean, up until these dudes figured that I was an infinite talent and said, okay, well, we need to get everything that we could get out this dude at once because he's smart and he's going to catch on to this bullshit. So they pretty much had me writing for like five other people. And I just was like, okay, well, when am I going to get a release date or some kind of confirmation on when my project is going to be heard or whatever the case may be? And they just kept pushing money and vehicles and everything that they can put in my way to make sure that me and my family and my peoples was comfortable so that, you know, we can take our minds off the business aspect of it and just stay in the studio and create. And pretty much, you know, time catches up. I'm a smart dude, man. I caught on pretty quick, collected as many assets as I can, and I walked away from that. And through the blessings of God, I was able to get a publishing deal to still keep moving forward. So, yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, that's a lot in a short stint of time. But these lines going nuts, man, so we're going to let on a few callers. And again, callers, I'm live with Manny Mills, Warner Brothers Records, formerly, but he's currently with Black Boy Music and Tate Music Group through publishing. So when y'all get on, please ask at least one quick question, and then the lines is open for you to promote and do whatever else you want to say. Well, 704-6005, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
This is Clay Glass calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, Addis?
You tell me, man. What's going on?
Man, just cool. Man, just cooling in, man. Just cooling, man. Calling in to represent for my artist tonight, man. Broadway Biz. Letting people know what's going on. Got that Unconditional Love single out right now on iTunes. Got the video out right now on iTunes. Currently in the BET competition, trying to get their own BET. Man, just calling to represent Pat Down City, man.
Nice, nice, nice. Did you want to holler at my special guest real quick, or that's all you had?
Nah, man, I was going to ask, man, if you had to tell one thing to an artist, man, to inspire them to keep moving in this business, what would you tell them?
Cross the dot, make sure you dot the I's and cross the T's, homie. You know what I mean? And make sure that any music that you hand over to an exec has a BBI, ABSCOT, or CSAC number to it, man, so you can get paid for what you do.
I know that's right. I'm registered with the BMI. I dot the I's, you know, so I do all that. Make sure all that taken care of. Make sure the business is 90% business, 10% talent all day long.
That's right, homie.
Sure.
Never forget that, man. Yeah. Keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah, and I heard you was from New York. My artist, man, Broadway Business from Hunts Point.
Aha, that's a good look. That is such a good look. Man, give him a shout out for me.
Yeah, man, shout out Broadway Business.
Yes, sir, and I salute you too, man, for calling in. You know what I mean? This is a very, very, very good platform to do so, man. So make sure you call back next Tuesday and have your artist call in, man.
No problem, Eddie, man. I appreciate your time, man. You be sending me the flyer every week.
Oh,
so
oh that was
call in.
That was my guest, later. Manny Mills, that was talking to you. But
okay.
you got anything else you want to throw out there, or that's it?
Nah, that's it, man. Just calling in, giving a shout out, and appreciate you for having the people on there, man. Letting the artists get a connection. I mean, you got to keep doing that. So some of these artists get discouraged because they feel they don't have no other way, but you got to keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
For sure. Well, most definitely, man. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man. I was just saying I appreciate your time, man, and doing this for the artists.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
make sure you call in every Tuesday.
Okay, I got you. I appreciate you.
Oh, same here, man. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Again, if you haven't got on, don't hang up. You're live with me, Black Tear, and also Manny Mills, formerly of Warner Brother Records, and I was with Black Boy Music, and he also has a publishing deal through Tape Music Group. And he had a lot of stuff going on. So, again, when y'all get on, please ask at least one quick question. And then you can promote, throw your links out there if you want to spit some bars. This is go. But I got 910-709. You're live. Please state your name and where you're from.
Jimmy Cooper, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Black Tear.
Okay, that's another North Carolina. That's what's up. What's going on,
bro? I'm from Faytown.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Oakland, California, bro.
Shout out to Oakland.
I'm from Fayetteville, and I'm a burn survivor. I got burned up in a house fire last year. And
wow.
I write music. Rap is a form of therapy. I've written many songs over the years. Facebook, My songs, you can find my lyrics on Facebook, Jimmy Cooper at chaos13 at yahoo.com, and my other page, Big Bugatti. I hope the world will hear me, you know, or they're going to film me, either or, you know. But I was hoping I could take a freestyle to you.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a... It's clean, it ain't dirty or nothing, you know.
Let's do it.
Yo, go ahead, just go ahead.
Who is this calling me up in the middle of the night? Got me a fat bottle beside my bed, and I'm already feeling hype. It's my homie Doc telling me that something major. He said, hey, Bugatti, I tried hitting you on your pager. There's some mothers on the other side of town. Set up shop trying to go. Get ready and run up in your spot. I tell you, there's gonna be some body bags lined up at the front door. Corner gonna be putting the tags on the toes while they wanna run up in my spot. I got my gun sitting here waiting to get them dead. Tear them up quick, get them before they're coming through the door. Why these mothers wanna stick me for my creamy? I set up spot, set that it off. I ain't done yet.
Okay. What you think, man? You know?
Yeah, man. Keep doing what
and
you do, man. I'm feeling you.
Tearing these mothers up quick before they're coming through the door. Why these mothers want to skip before my cream? I set it up. I set spot wreck the spot before I set it off. And it gets hot. Tear these mothers butt up before they think they're going to run up in my spot and take my birds, wreck shop, and hit the spot. I comes correct at all times, guarding my loot like an evil leprechaun. Kill you for my gold. Try taking mine, and you're getting stretched. Because it's stretched, so get stretched. Man, I don't play when it comes to mine. But, yeah,
okay.
That's all I got. And I would have done better if I would have had a little bit of beats or whatever, but I'm kind of limited to what I got, you know. And That's the censored version. I got a whole lot better, you know, and I got a whole lot of songs on my Facebook page. Got a whole lot of lyrics. Black Tear knows he's my friend on Facebook.
And most definitely, man, I'm also live with Manny Mills, man. He used to be a part of Warner Brother Records. You got a quick question you want to ask him, or you just want to promote?
Yeah, I wish I could get promote my music and things like that, you know.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and throw your links out there.
I was in high school whenever Tupac and Biggie, you know, were. I grew up when Tupac and Biggie were, going at it. That whole East Coast West Coast thing was going on. You know, I was a big Tupac fan. You know, I listened to Biggie too. You know, I grew up in North Carolina. I lived in North Carolina and California. You know, I live both East and West. But, you know, I like to, you know, try to get my music out there, you know, any way I can.
All right. Well, why don't you throw your links out there where they can find you at real quick?
Yeah, Facebook, Jimmy Cooper. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Jimmy Cooper. Or you can look on my other page, Big Bugatti.
Okay. And most definitely, go ahead.
And my email address is chaos13, K-A-H-O-S, 13 at yahoo.com. On Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Sign That Artist too. But yeah,
well,
that's
definitely,
all I
man.
Got right here.
Well, what I want you to do is every Tuesday, same time and number, man, you get the same opportunity, man. So keep calling every Tuesday, all right?
All right, bro. All right.
Yeah. And you take care for me then.
All right, bro.
Salute. Right. For sure, and I appreciate everybody calling in again, y'all. We're going to take probably like two or three more callers, and then we're going to get back to the interview. So I still got to play some music, and I'll still ask them a few more questions at least before the time is up. So I got 252-799, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Peace. My name is Lord.
Hey,
I'm a love. Maintaining. You know what I'm saying? I'm from P-Town, Plymouth, North Carolina, Washington County. You know what I'm saying? Represent the P-Power Town. Also, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my underground, you know what I'm saying, Hapkido Click, you know what I'm saying, Future Chamber. Also, shout out to my brother, you know what I'm saying, my brother Manifest here with me. Shout out to my brother, also, Gerard Belcher. Also, Double R, Young Music. You know what I'm saying? Them brothers out here in the P. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole P-Town Click. Also, shout out to Nation of Gods and Earths, Peace to the Wu. Now, I mean, Peace to the Killer Army. You know what I'm saying? Also,
yeah.
Peace to the Brothers, you know what I'm saying? From up top, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Gods and Earths. You know what I mean? I just want to kick a little damn freestyle, man. It ain't going to be that long.
Well,
I just want to do a little something.
Let me ask you this, though. You definitely got the floor to do that. But before you freestyle, you want to throw you got a question for my guest, or?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the God. No, I'm going to say salute to the God. Peace to the God.
Peace, man. How you?
Maintain God, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a writer, man, you know. Been doing this for a minute. Well, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Dallah. You know what I'm saying? It brought me in the Freezer Chamber. You know, I'm just an underground artist, you know what I'm saying? As a writer, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't do a lot of freestyle, but I'm just going to kick a little freestyle.
Let's do it, my nigga.
Okay. When I step in the place, your wacky cat snakes better recognize I take heads of the snake cat. I am the lyrical grand guard. Your wacky cats, nigga, could never step up to the true and living God. I represent the side of P-Town. From now see, cause you nigga don't never know I hold it down in my square. I stand firm within the truth on truth. I mean, I stand firm on the truth particular within the square. I walk on this useful land on the swimming pool with the original Asiatic black man walking on that 23 million square miles. That's my original style. It's going wild. I'm untamed. Nigga, you cannot maintain because I strike at your slate frame, knock out your slate teeth because your wacky cat slate rhyming this week. Couldn't never see shit in the street for what it is or the pier for what it is. Your wacky cat slate, nigga, that shit is smiling from the pig. I ran to your cat rats and damn fucking bats. You couldn't never come through when I started rat these tracks. Her keto coming to attack and cause an anthrax like an ambulance.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What you think of that, Manny Mills?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's tight,
yeah,
man. I'm feeling that. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
And you got anything else you want to throw out there?
Yeah. I just want to shout out once again to my whole Wu family. You know what I'm saying? I got love for y'all brothers, man. I got love. Also, shout out once again to my hair, Keto Click, Preacher Chamber. Shout out to Dalar. Shout out to my man, Tamar Hossam. You know what I'm saying? Yogana, you know what I'm saying? A-Song, you know what I'm saying? Palmer was A-Son, Palmer Wisdom, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to all the brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, love for y'all brothers, man. That's what I'm saying. Let's keep this powerful movement, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it moving.
All right,
yeah.
And most definitely, man.
Peace.
What I need you to do, man, is keep calling in every single Tuesday, man, and you'll get the same opportunity. All right.
Got you on there, God. Got you on there, God. Peace.
All right, for sure. All right, Mr. Mills. Before we go to the next caller, you got anything you want to throw out there?
I just want to say, everybody, you know, like artists, like Homeboy that just was on. I mean, if you're a writer, you know what I mean, or just an artist in general, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't write their own stuff. You know, they pretty much perform it. But, you know what I mean, keep pushing, man. I mean, there's the dream is infinite. It's always there. It's not an age limit. It's not, you know what I mean? It's all on your creation, on what you do. So put 100% into what you do, man, and it's going to shine. People going to recognize. Trust me.
Yeah, and why don't you throw your links out there one more time with the people that's waiting to get on, they can find you.
Okay, you can catch me on Facebook/ Manny Mills, and that's MANNIEMILZ. You know what I mean? You can also catch me on Reverb Nation. That's ReverbNation.com/ Manny Mills. You can catch me on SoundCloud.com/ Manny Mills. Catch me on Twitter, same thing, Twitter.com/ Manny Mills. I have videos on MusicPlayOn.com. I'm on YouTube, same thing, Manny Mills. YouTube.com/ Manny Mills. You can catch me on IG, Instagram, same thing, Instagram.com/ Manny Mills. Yeah, reach out and holler at your boy.
All right. I said we're going to take two more callers, and then we're going to jump back into the interview, and then we're going to play some music. But I got 586-778. You're live. Please state your name. Where you from?
Yeah, what up? What up? Real Cash, Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, that's what's up. From the hometown, Detroit. What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's happening? I'm chilling like a villain, you know, staying out the way, getting this money, man, you know.
That's it, bro. Well, I know you wanted to promote, but before you get into that, you got something you want to throw at my guest, or?
Oh, yeah, question. What was the most viable, like, what was the most, one of the first things you learned, you know, in the business?
One of the first things was... let's see. Well, basically, it was how to write and arrange. That was my main thing. Like, cause I mean, I know a lot of dudes that spit, man, and in the street. But when you take them to the studio, they can't rhyme on beat, or you know, they don't know how to count bars. So, like, you gotta really know the aspect of the game. You know what I mean? Of the creation part. You know what I mean? So, writing and arranging is very important. Get all that shit together before you even let somebody else hear anything that you came out the studio with. So that's one of the first things I learned was writing arranging.
Oh, yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk.
Yeah, and keep pushing, homie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's all day.
All right, Mr. Cash, you got something you want to promote, or?
Yeah, like I said, I got a single out right now called Shake That with my boy Soulja T. It's on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify. It's all on there. Make sure y'all go get it. Twitter, you know, got the video stuff coming soon, too. Twitter, the Devious Tino. Instagram, CorleoneDine_19. Facebook, Tino Corleone. Redbird Nation, Railcast. SoundCloud, Railcast. You know, yeah, and that's it. You know, so make sure you get out your boy.
You
know, all my artists.
Bars out there?
Oh, yeah, I'll throw a couple. All right, be like, this is what you're waiting for, Mr. RK. Rapping was my hobby. I used to do it every day. Game is in the air. You can call it Air J. Clock around my neck like my name, Flavor Flav. Straight drinking coffee because you know we getting Starbucks. When you hit the stage, you getting starstruck. Said you made the team, but you really got cut. You might didn't play or you really just suck. Either or. Swagger's out the door. You busy with the shop before clothes you can't afford. About to split these heads down to the core. Divide these chicks. Tools and force. I met a bad chick. Her name was Pam. She said my shit jelly because my shit don't jam. Sexed her in her sleep. Now I'm counting on lands. Told her friends. Now they want to know who I am.
Yeah.
Okay. What you think of that, man?
I like that. See? They crossing the I's and dotting the T's. Salute, my dude.
For sure. For sure. Stay blessed. Yo, oh, yeah. Also, I'm off on air. Also, Air Black Tie, I need to highlight you so we can try to get this Shake That single on there. So we're going to make sure, you know, we're going to hook that up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just holler at me and just make sure you call in every single Tuesday, man. Same opportunity you got this time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. I appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah. One love, y'all.
All right. All right, y'all, we're going to take one more, and then we're going to get back to the interview, ask them a few questions, and then we got some music to play. And then if there's still some callers stuck around, I'm going to make sure I get y'all on. But I got 413-727, you're live. Please state your name, where you from.
Hey, Black Tear, Angels, and I'm calling from Western Massachusetts.
Wow.
Hey,
what's
Mandy
up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I really appreciate the love. I really appreciate the love. I'm glad you called in. Yeah.
Most definitely. I've been enjoying the show so far and listening to your interview and being inspired by your story. Pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I'm a singer-songwriter myself. I'm an artist.
Okay.
And I usually tend to ask the same questions that most of the artists that I get to talk to on the air. I'm a singer-songwriter on 2 Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, and it brings me great joy when I pump that in my CD player in my car, and it just makes my whole life just like, I don't know, I love what I do, and I do what I love, and just it makes me so happy. And I just wanted to ask you, are there any inspiring moments that you could share with us where you felt like you're on top of the world, you know, happy as can be, like feel like you're almost making it, like pinch me moments?
Oh, yeah. I just happened to be at an event where Robert De Niro, Chris Rock, and I think it was like one of the hosts from Entertainment Tonight, like pretty much, I performed, and when I got off stage, like Robert De Niro gave me this look, and then he came over and like dapped me, and I was like, oh man, that was cool. And I go to the bathroom,
wow,
and Chris Rock is in there, and he's like, yo, you from Brooklyn? So he shouted me out, and then immediately when I came out of there, the host from Entertainment Tonight, he grabbed me and he kissed my head, and I was like, oh shit, like, you know, they showing a lot of love. Yeah, they showing a lot of love tonight. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
That is really, really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I had a couple artists telling me that they liked to, you know, they bought my art just because it helped them to create their art, which is pretty much success in my book, too. But, yeah, there's moments like I'm like, pinch me, Method Man knows my name. I'm also, I want to give a shout out to Crip Hop Nation because I'm working with my talent. I'm using my talents to help others.
That's
and
dope.
The Crip Hop Nation represents. Thank you. We represent the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the elderly, and the poor. And we just got some really good shine. We did our 10th anniversary CD. So shout out to Leroy Moore and DJ Quad. We got Wonder Mike, a Sugar Hill Gang, and we got Rob the Noise, my family. Yeah, of Rapper's Delight and Sugar Hill Gang on there. They got tracks on there. And then Run DMC, Daryl McDaniel's got a track on there. I got two tracks on there. So I'm really, really, really happy to be a part of that movement and help people that need some shine. And they've been discriminated against by police and people in restaurants and, you know, restaurant owners and club owners. It's just crazy. So anyway, that's what's up. That's what I'm doing. And I got a project that I'm working on with Prince's producer. And I'm also a model in Untouchable Magazine, where Black Tier and I share issue 4. So I got to give a shout out to John Taylor of Untouchable Magazine. But just grinding, and I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate Black Tier and all your support, Blackout Radio, all the callers, all the hosts. Keep your grind shining and keep inspiring.
That's all love. I really appreciate that. I want you to holler at me at millsmanagement@gmail.com. Maybe we can collab on something, because you really sound like you're a grinder, and I like, you know, people that's really serious about what they do. I mean, I'm very passionate about my music. That's
what
it is. Shout out and salute to you. I said I'm very passionate about my music, and it seems like you are too. So it's all love. I mean, shout out to you and your whole movement. So I'm trying to be included in
that. Yeah, no doubt.
So yeah, millsmanagement@gmail.com. Holler at me.
All right, got you. I just want to make sure I got that right. If I don't, I'll ask Eddie.
Okay.
He's always
Mills
a good
man.
I got you.
All right.
You
thank
it,
you,
it.
Eddie. All right. Y'all have a great night.
As usual, I definitely appreciate your support.
Oh, you're welcome. Most definitely. I'm always here, and I'm a fan for you for life. I'm really grateful to everything that you've done for me and all the people that I've met. And, I mean, I've been calling in about as long as he's been on air, almost 2 years. It's, what, a year and 10 months, you said. So I'm just maybe about a month short of that. And it's just grown, and I've watched him grow, and I'm growing with him, and I'm glad to be a part of the Blackout Radio family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know there'll be shows on tomorrow, so definitely be ready for that one, too, all right?
Oh, most definitely. You guys have a great night.
Stay blessed.
You too, Miss Andrew.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate that.
All right.
Much love and respect.
Okay. All
right.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, Mr. Mills. So we're going to get back to your interview, ask you a few more questions, and we're going to play some music. And then I see we still got some callers, so if they're still around, we're going to let them on, or you're going to go ahead and close it out with your final, you know, remarks and all that. But
Heard
from Warner Brothers Artist Development, and what happened between that time after you left the label? You know, was there anything significant, or you just went straight to tape music?
No. After I walked away from that situation, I pretty much had to regroup. And I tried to reach out to a couple of producers in New York. You know, I'm not even going to mention no names to get them dudes no light. But it was like because they felt that, you know, I was on a major and they should have took the ride with me, without even contributing for me getting there, that, you know, they didn't want to fuck with me when I wasn't, you know, on the high. So it was all love. That's why I told you I really felt bad that I had to leave my comfort zone, which was Brooklyn, New York, to come to South Carolina. Shout out to South Carolina, Sumter, that is, you know what I mean? And the whole Rimber, you know what I mean? I had to come here to create, you know what I mean? Buy me a little acre of land, a little house, a couple of cars so that I could move around and be comfortable. But I had to have my own studio because it was like a lot of producers, man, they take it as it's all about them, you know what I'm saying? But it's a working hand, you know what I mean? You make the music,
You know what I mean? I write the lyrics, and, you know, we push it together. But, you know, it came to a point where I said, you know what, I'm going to have to be my own total package. So, I know what I mean? I learned how to produce, and I started making my own music, started staying off the SoundClick, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I started doing my own stuff and pushing forward, and then that's when I came across the Tape Music group, and they showed me a lot of love and welcomed me in. So, yeah, the transition from Warner Brothers to Tape Music Group, in between that was just self-artist development. You know what I mean? I had to get my own shit together. You know what I mean? But one piece of advice that I do give every artist is be humble, man, because everything ain't all about money. You know what I'm saying? Just being humble going to take you a long way, because I done stepped in through doors that people done paid lots of money to get through. And I walk through with somebody holding it open for me with no problem because of my talent. You know what I'm saying? So just be real humble, man. I mean, it doesn't – if you feel you a superstar, I believe you a superstar. You know what I'm saying? But act like one. You know what I mean? Because divas don't get no shine. You know what I mean? So, yeah, just push forward and just be humble. That's my advice to every artist. And every producer, all I say is, you know, we love what you do. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'll never discredit any producer. You know, we love what you do, but be humble. You know what I'm saying? Be humble, because it's a two-way street, man. Same way you go up, same way you can come down. And you're going to meet the same people on the way up as you do on the way down. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't going to offer a gesture of, you know, let me help you out. You know what I mean? That's not going to happen, especially if they seen how arrogant you was on your way up to the top. So, you know, that's, like I said, just be humble, because right now I got a lot of people reaching out hands, because when I was on top and I was doing my thing in the mainstream, I was willing to help any and everybody. You know what I mean? It got to a point where I had my lawyers telling me, like, nah, like, if it ain't money involved, like, you know, we have a fee. We need to be paid. So I had to realize that and humble myself to a point. But, yeah, just be humble, man.
Most definitely, most definitely. So fast forward, how did you get what Tape Music Group? How did that happen?
A friend of mine told me to stop looking into trying to get onto another major or major situation and stay independent and look more into that whole operation and how that worked, because, you know, me just having a mainstream sound is going to take me a lot further in the independent world. So I was like, okay. So I took the advice and I'm like, okay, where do I start? So I was told from my lawyer, let's lock down some publishing so that, you know, we can keep most of that. That's where your money at. I'm like, okay, on the back end. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to throw out any names of different publishing companies, but I had maybe four or five to choose one. And there's lots out there, but I had four or five to choose from, and I had to figure out what was better for me. You know what I'm saying? And Tape Music Group had a lot to offer. And in terms of, I didn't have a long roster that I would have to compete for time or attention for. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I chose the Tape Music Group.
Okay, that's the bet. And how long did that take to, you know, formalize? Because there's a lot of artists out there that might not be familiar with the process. Like, did it take months, a year, or?
Okay. Within a year's time, I had my first project out. But within that year, you know, I had to have my music, pretty much my beats and, you know, everything, all my demos, mixed and mastered. Because when you deal with a major label, pretty much they almost want you to be packaged already. They just want to put money up to put you out. So it's like, okay, I had to make sure that I was mixed and mastered and left the packaging to them. And I had references and big names behind, you know, some of the projects and collabs that I wanted to do. And it got to the point where when I finally started submitting to them to put out an album, you know, I actually wanted to bring my whole clique along for the ride, but they was like, you know, that can come later on down the road. The people want to see who you are and know who you are. So let's just give me a bunch of solo records. So My catalog is so extensive. I have over 400 songs. I got like 410 songs till date that unsolicited,
wow.
You know, that nobody heard. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my work ethic is incredible. But that's another thing, too. Like, I tell a bunch of artists, like, don't make one record and a couple of people tell you it's hot and you think that you're going to make $1 million. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I record so much is because it's like buying more than one ticket in Lotto. You know what the odds are to win? You know what I'm saying? If you know what those are and they're very huge, you want more of a chance. So why not keep making hot records and keep throwing them records in the hat so that, you know, they have more of a selection to pick from. You know what I'm saying? Because everything ain't for everybody. So, yeah.
Most definitely. And then tell them again our project you released. Tell them about that again. That's released through Good Music, Better Days.
Okay, I released Better Days. We got 8 wonderful tracks on there, plus the title track, Better Days. Y'all going to love them. You know what I mean? It's a melodic blend of R&B and rap. You know what I mean? And even when you see the CD cover itself, you know what I mean? When you see it's a picture of a baby and a background of the baby's face is a project. Well, that project is Fort Greene, and that baby is me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I could have started from the club aspect or, you know, the younger audience for what I wanted to reach, but I had to stay true to myself and put out this first project for me, and that's what I did. It's called Better Days.
Nice. And what's some of the tracks that they should check out on there?
I want y'all to check out
that's
Better Days. I want y'all to check out No Love, Yeah Ma. And one of my biggest hits on there is Smoking Like a G. Like, serious. Like, I have an incredible stage show. And when that record come on, the whole club go on fire. You know what I'm saying? So Smoking Like a G is definitely a hit. And I got another joint called Cool With It that we're going to be pushing in. That's another club banger. So I really want some people to tune into that. You know what I'm saying? Tune the world out and tune me in.
Most definitely. And then you got the mixtape that's going to be coming up, man. Your
it's
debut.
Called Blockwork.
The Blockwork. Yeah, what can you tell me about that?
Blockwork is going to be crazy. Like, already as an experiment, I printed like probably like 200 copies, and I think I may have a personal copy left for me. You know what I mean? But it's real. You know what I mean? I took the whole Outlaw Gang and I put them on a platform where they're able to really show the world that it's going back to a time when you have to have content in your music. You got to be saying something. You got to have a topic that somebody can relate to. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Shout out to the whole Outlaw Gang and BBM, Block Boy Music. We coming through, and Blockwork is a real special and personal project of mine.
Nice. And how many tracks on there, and is any producers you want to shout out?
I have, I believe, 12 tracks on that. And as far as producers go, I like to shout out All Around Productions. I like to shout out Dawn P. Vibe. I like to shout out ML Penn. That's my dude right there from Brooklyn. He's a really, really big producer, formerly of Bum Productions. I mean, yeah. Oh, and I like to shout out the God Tislam. That's my personal producer. That's one of my first producers. And he's gonna be doing a lot of things with me in the future. So peace to the God, yeah.
Nice. And so you got those two projects out. Is it too early to say something about the next release that'll be coming up?
No, the next release is called Perp Life, and that's a collaboration of the Outlaw Gang and myself, so that's going to be nice. I also have Rel the Cool Student's first project out, and that's called Snapbacks to Throwbacks. So look out for that. Also, we're going to put that out through a bunch of media outlets, including Dat Piff, and other digital outlets. Thank you. The accent.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice. And what else you got going on besides music? Any TV, films, clothing, or are you just sticking to the music right now?
Oh, man. I'm definitely putting my hat in the ring in terms of acting. Shout out to Sandra Wilson and Janelle Barr. They handed me a script and for the Cougar movie, and, you know, I'm going to run with that. I also have five songs on the soundtrack, which is a blessing. Wu-Tang is also nice. Included in this whole thing project, so I'm just excited to work with them. So, yeah, shout out to Sons of Man, too. Yeah, so I'm doing that. Also, I want to shout out The Package. That's a like a web series out of New York, and it's pretty much like The Wire. You remember The Wire that was on HBO?
Of course.
Well, this is going to be like the new Wire, and it's called The Package. It's pretty dope, and I'm going to be submitting music for their soundtracks as well. So shout out to everybody who's involved in The Package movement.
Nice, nice. And any tours or special shows coming up that everybody should know about?
Well, right now I'm going to be doing something in June, maybe in I think it's in Tampa, Florida, with Tim Westbury. So shout out to that whole clique, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And some other future endeavors that I can't mention right now.
Okay. All right. Before we get to the music, you got anything else?
Yeah, I want to shout out Crowd Control Music. They out of Tampa, and I think the head of that situation is called Christy Duffy. Shout out to her and her whole movement. Shout out to my management, Shannon B. Well, Shannon B.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I want everybody to really put a hand forward out and support real hip hop, man. And check out my links, man, so y'all can really holler at me. I'm open. I'm an artist that you can touch. I'm not one of them stuck up artists. Like, I'm willing to work. So holler at me, man. If you what you say you are, I'm going to recognize it off top. And I'm ready to break bread. So holler at me. And that's at millsmanagement@gmail.com.
Okay. And just so it be clear, for the artists out there, do they need a budget or, you know, just so they know in advance?
Nah, you don't need no budget. You know what I'm saying? And if you already got a track, that's even better. Send it to me. I'll jump on it and send it back ASAP. I got my own lab. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow, you're very rare.
And another thing, too, anybody who, you know, who want to book me for shows right now, more or less, I'm more concerned on reaching out to different states. So if you can get me to your town and back home, everything else is solidified. So think about that.
Very rare, man. I have artists from Def Jam, G-Unit, wherever you want to go, they budget. So for you to say that, that's very honorable. But we're going to start off with that. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's just a part of going back to what I said earlier. It's just a part of being humble, bro.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to start off with Cool With It. You got something you want to tell the people about that song? I know you spoke on it earlier, but anything else?
Yeah, that's my joint, man. That's one of my club bangers, you know what I mean? For all you fast-talking females, you know what I mean, that want drinks at the club for free, y'all need to listen to this song first. Coach
okay.
me, at least.
You sure you don't want you ain't gonna lose no fans with this one, man?
Oh nah. They gonna love me for this, especially the females.
All right,
they know what they be doing to the dudes in the clubs.
Yeah, but all right, we'll see what happens. Cool with it.
Cool with it.
Got me so I can jack the bull in it. Yeah, baby, we cup.
Charles, we back with Manny Mills. Why don't you let him know a little bit more about that track, man?
Yeah, man. Shout out to all my peoples that was involved in that. Tislam, Rel, you know what I'm saying? Just Biz, Sharon Stone, the whole clique, you know what I mean? That song right there basically was made because of a lot of attitude in the club that come from chicks. You don't want to buy no drinks because whatever reason for them, you know, and how they act. So pretty much that song is a salute to them.
Most stuff. All right, and we're gonna play three back to back, and I'm gonna let you talk about those, and then we're gonna probably end it off with one more caller before the time run out. So we're gonna play Look at me now, Step Out of Line, and Murder You, and I Murder You. And the Smoking track, unfortunately, I didn't have that in MP3, so I wasn't able to play that one, but we'll get it together. Well, here we go, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Three back to back.
Look at me now. Yeah. Look at me now. Rolling, I'm holding, no smoking, I'm choking, I'm broken. Look at me now, I'm hoping I'm ready for Betty, this life that I'm living. Yeah. Look at me now, the better my kids, whatever I did, I admit it. Look at me now, headed for greatness, feel like I'm witness, or maybe in hell in the vapors. Yeah. Look at me now, I just decided to fuck with no rollers or papers.
Nah.
Look at me now, I just decided you niggas ain't worth being patient.
Nah.
Look at me now, over the top and I drop and keeping it locked. Look at me now, features, I'm talking like I got a leash. Look at them now, round up their faces, I tear up the contract to pieces. Look at me now, I just recorded and prayed that the label releases.
Yeah.
Look at me now, running with niggas that do like whatever we eat. Look at me now.
now. I just flew in and flew out. I got plans for the weekend. Look at me now. Only the shit, but I think that the figure is speaking. Yeah. Look at me now. Rather you know it, my mama still think I'm a preacher. Look at me now. Lyrically speaking, they hoping that many can teach them. Look at me now. I'm just an artist, the hardest that everyone's seeking. Yeah. Mention me now. Know the supporters from borders, my orders be tweaking. Look at me now. Doing my numbers, I'm cashing them checks every weekend. Yeah. Look at me now. Filming a video, finally living celebrity style. Look at me now. This is my moment.
Marvin with the cleat though, blew up by Chico with B-Nick and Rico. Shot a few free throws, block Rick the Keto. Three band shot from the top underneath low. Right beside the fofo, loaded for the go-mo. Stuck low, when you see me gripping out the polo. Call it how I see it though, Brooklyn my casino bro. Lyrically repeated, conceited, it's just not identical. Separate the minstrel, folk have finished. Just heard the realest delivered just like a chemical. BBM the pinnacle. Ask me how I did it. I told him it's what the Henny do. Set it off to get it to. Put you in the critical. Battle you in the spiritual. I taste shit like hydroglyphics. Make miracles. If you ain't got it in you, I promise it's overrated. Everybody ain't a rapper that's partially educated. When you was your favorite rapper, what happened? Thought you made it. My shooters gave a trap and what happened? I finally made it. Now I'm on the road to riches and palm trees and Vegas. Everybody brought heat for any beast related.
I got shooters on deck and they ready to fire. That bottom line, I got shooters on deck, I pay checks to fire. That bottom line.
Somehow I made a lot of enemies, stunting like it was 10 of me. Throwing up the letter, be better, be necessarily. Steadily, strapped and ready, whipping like on a letty. As long as the Serengeti, my Betty like spaghetti. I get it, I overdid it and shit it. Or who done did it, committed and finally lit it so I can hit it. YOLO, want the polo, the solo, just like a photo. Cutting like a proto, Brooklyn just on a loto. Mills know how it feels when everybody not real. Making me want to kill, load up and squeeze the steel. But still, it's on a grill, the hustle and make a meal. Struggle to get a deal, cause haters don't keep it real. They love it more than like it, but frightened because it's mills. Lyrically, I'm a ministry, mentally more than physically. I'm never gonna stop, just gotta finish me. Somebody like John Gotti, sometimes wanna finish me.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you haters, but you love us. Still talking like some jealous motherfuckers.
I murder you.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you haters, but you love us.
Prohibition is not my mission. I'm really hoping you listen. Speak dissing and bitching and bitching. Bring your whole kitchen. Intelligent, relevant. What you do is celibate. Melody, wordplay, foreplay is elegant. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. I'm about to kill a track. I'm going for murder the minute. I'm about to handle business. Yeah, I'm about to handle business. I'm the youngest round here. I'm taking my seat to the business. Youngest in front of the trenches. Lost friends to snitches. The glitches I never miss. It changed diamonds galore. Frauds on skateboards. Ratchets and freight broads. My loyalty stands tall, just waiting for a call.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you haters, but you love us. Still talking like some jealous motherfuckers.
I murder you.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you haters, but you love us. Still talking like some jealous motherfuckers.
I murder you.
Yo, y'all, we back, we back. Now, right off top, Mr. Mills, I know the Look At Me Now and Step Out of Line, those only got the short versions of those. So where can people find the full versions?
Okay, you can definitely get those joints on the Blockwork mixtape, which you can catch those at millsmanagement@gmail.com, and that's MILZ management@gmail.com. You can holler at me and get those exclusive.
Most definitely. And anything special you want to throw out there about those tracks?
Well, basically, like I said, it's all about lyrical content, man, saying something. And we don't put out music to offend no one. We put out music to enlighten everyone. So, yeah. And wordplay is our thing. Like, we love to just play with words and show that, you know, we very lyrical. So lyrical content is very important. I mean, those three songs, you should be able to tell at least, you know, this dude can rhyme, you know what I mean? He's saying something. So, you know, if I can get that, at least that, from anybody that's listening to appreciate that much, you know, I'm already winning.
Oh, yeah, you definitely, without a question, you showed three different, because I'm a rapper myself, so you showed, like, three different styles.
Yes, sir.
On those three, so big shout-out to you. And the I Murder You, I guess that was the full version. What can you tell people about that one?
Okay, on that I Murder You, you know, shout-out to my dude Jalente on the hook, but more or less, that's my debut of my artist, Rel, the cool student. That little dude is going to be incredible. I promise you. Y'all need to try to follow him. It's Rel, the cool student on Facebook, Rel, the cool student on IG, Rel, the cool student on Snapchat. Yeah, that dude is going to be one to watch for. Shout out to the whole BBM and the Outlaw Clique and my management once again, Shannon B.
All right. Well, we're going to holler at one more caller because the time is getting real close, and then we're going to finish it off with your remarks. But I got 757-675, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, Bunch? This is the Quantra Hound from QL Entertainment out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, how you doing this evening?
All right, all right.
All is well.
Yep, I'm the host of the Q. Here's every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got a big show coming up this Friday. Well, first, I guess I should ask a question for the guest, man.
Yes, sir.
It would be a good question to ask. Well, how did you get the name Manny Mills?
Ah, that's love right there. Well, basically, I had to reach down to myself and try. When I was coming up with a name, I had to ask other rappers that I felt that had dope-ass names. And I was like, damn, well, how are you coming up with these one-word names that, you know, people can identify with like that? And I had a friend of mine tell me, well, just, like, think of your most outstanding personality or attribute that somebody can get from your personality. And when I had to think about that, I'm like, well, I'm a people person. So, you know, my upbringing, I had a lot of my family call me Little Man because even at a young age, I was always so serious about whatever I was doing. So I just went to that and just added on Manny because I am Puerto Rican. So, you know what I mean? So, and then if you watch the Scarface movie, his right hand man was Manny. You know what I'm saying? So I basically took it from that and ran with it. And as far as Mills, That's the goal, you know, that's the goal. I want to get paid for what I do on a higher level. So if I can keep reminding myself of that, and then every time somebody say my name, they remind me of my goal. So no matter what I do, if I ever, you know, lose attention or fall off the path, once I hear my name or somebody, you know, mention me in any shape, form, or fashion, it'll just remind me. So, yeah, shout out to you for even – that's one question I wasn't ready for. But shout out to you for that.
Just wondered that. Pretty much. And also for everybody, I make these flyers for Blackout Radio. So if anybody wants to email me for any typographic design work, email me at theclown@rockymail.com. That's theclown@rockymail.com. I actually did your flyer as well. So I definitely, I'm not sure if Black Tear shared that to you, but definitely check that out. And, yeah, we just got a big show this upcoming Friday. We got a battle rap challenge. We got KOKE313 versus Sleepy NASA. We're starting the battle rap thing, so definitely tune to the show if you want to do that. And the winner of that. Yep, and the winner of that challenge can be called out at any time by any of the callers that are artists. So if you You guys feel you can take on the winner, we got you accept the challenge the following week, and we do it all over again. And it's a two rounds of just straight up bars on live on air. So definitely look forward to that this Friday at 6:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully we'll have a guest. And also, if anybody's looking to get their music on the air, definitely email me again at theclown@rockandmail.com. We'll get all your music on the air, theclown at rockandmail.com. And also, we're going to be starting a competition with the Blackout Radio Network very soon. My homie J.A. Styles is going to be making the beat, so definitely look out for that. It involves the whole entire network of shows. So look out for Outstar Those Bars. That's the competition. So check that out. But again, if you want to check out the label, facebook.com/QLNENT. And check out our show online, facebook.com/theQ16. Y'all can check that out.
All right.
That's dope.
Yep. And anything else you want to throw out there? That's it.
Main thing here is just check out the Q this Friday at 6 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Shout out to my homie, Q93R. He has a project coming out called Mindset QLN Entertainment. So definitely look us up, facebook.com/QLNENT, SoundCloud. Hopefully we'll get some singles out about that. Also want to give a shout out to DJ Lone Wolf HD. He is unfortunately, from what I heard, he's been really sick lately. So we won't be seeing him a whole lot on the program. So hopefully he'll get better real soon. So definitely shout out to DJ Lone Wolf HD. He had just started co-hosting the show with me and Jonathan. So definitely shout out to him. And, just definitely look forward to this Friday, the Q, this Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, calling to the number and stuff. And also, screw T-Mobile for messing up our show last week, but we'll forgive them this time.
Yeah. We'll see what happens this Friday, though. But I definitely appreciate you joining my broadcast and also calling in tonight, Mr. Quantrill.
No problem. Appreciate it.
All right, man, and you take care.
Yep.
Salute.
Yep, salute to you, man.
All right. All right, Mr. Mills, anything else you want to throw out there? Any last statements or any more information you want to put out there before we end it?
Yeah, first of all, I want to give a huge shout-out to the whole BBM and the whole Outlaw gang. And I really want to say to the world, we got a lot of things coming to you. So look out for it. And any artists that, you know, want to do any collabos, check me out at millsmanagement.com. I mean, millsmanagement@gmail.com. Anybody who want to book some shows, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put this tour together where I can have, you know, people like really put together some kind of budgets and have me come out and really just worry about me, you know, get home, bus ticket there and home. You know what I mean? Don't worry about no money in my pocket. I'm good. You know what I mean? But yeah, so, you know, when you think of new things, new music you want to hear, holla at Manny Mills and check out all my links, which is Manny Mills on Facebook, Manny Mills on YouTube, and rather it be ReverbNation.com/Manny Mills, SoundCloud/Manny Mills. Yeah, holla at me and Instagram. And my final thing, advice to artists is stay humble. Staying humble is going to get you a long way. It's not all about money.
All right. And most definitely when you drop that the new project, man, make sure you contact me, man, so we can do a part two.
Oh, that's a definite. And shout out to Black Talk Radio. I mean, your whole platform is just crazy, man, and I really appreciate the love. I really do. Shout out to Black Chair and everybody involved in the whole movement.
Oh, yeah, man, and definitely I appreciate you coming on tonight, man, and definitely stay in touch. And again, make sure you hit me when you got that new project up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure you get some. I'm making sure you get new music. I mean, those joints that we touched on is pretty cool, but I need to bring you up to current, you know what I mean, to, like, what I'm, because like, I record, like, every day or every other day, so I got some things that I just recorded this week that, I mean,
I need to broke the mold on my own shit. So I need you to have these
all
things
right.
So I can use them as a promotional tool, and as well, you can get to hear new music from your boy. So, yeah, shout out to you, and look forward to that, bro.
All right, man. And everybody, we're going to end it off again with I Murder You, and y'all make sure, or you want me to play I Murder You or Cool With It?
I Murder You.
All right. Well, y'all heard it. We're going to end it off with I Murder You, and y'all make sure y'all stay safe till next Tuesday, because I will be back, God willing.
Yeah, yeah. Salute.
Somehow I made a lot of enemies, stunting like it was 10 of me. Throwing up the letter, be better, be necessarily. Steadily, strapped and ready, whipping like on a letty. As long as the Serengeti, my Fetty like spaghetti. I get it, I overdid it and shit it. No, who done did it, committed and bounty lit it so I can hit it. Yolo, want the polo, the solo, just like a photo. Cutting like a proto, Brooklyn just on a loto. Mills know how it feels when everybody not real. Making me wanna kill, load up and squeeze the steel. But still, it's on a grill, the hustle and make a meal. Struggle to get a deal, cause haters don't keep it real. There's nothing more than like it, but frightening because it's Mills. Lyrically, I'm a ministry, mentally more than physically. I'm never gonna stop, so you suckers just gotta finish me. Somebody like John Gotti, sometimes wanna finish me.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you hate us, but you love us. Still talking like some jealous motherfuckers.
I murder you.
And still we never hating on you suckers. Pulling up and throwing on you suckers. Acting like you hate us, but you love us.
Prohibition is not my mission. I'm really hoping you listen. Sneak dissing and bitching and bitching. Bring your whole kitchen. Intelligent, relevant. What you do is celibate. Melody, wordplay, forte is elegant. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. I'm about to kill a track. I'm going for murder the minute. I'm about to handle business. Yeah, I'm about to handle business. I'm the youngest round here. I'm taking my piece of the business. Youngest is from the trenches. Lost friends, the snitches. The glitches I never miss. It's Hayne, diamonds galore. Frauds on skateboards. Ratchets and freight broads. My loyalty stands tall, just waiting for a call.
Come.